America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Blair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They team with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Blair Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
For the American Adversaries, Drive Time on News Talk 660 WORL. And now we are learning the truth that because Republicans warned about Obamacare's flaws, and so far have been right, because of them voicing their opposition, something we elected them for, because they are now right that this goofy plan is going to torpedo the economy, because of them, the new health care plan has some itty-bitty glitches in it. Now, the only thing itty-bitty about this administration is its love for this nation. Our host ain't itty-bitty either, because he looks down on liberals. Christopher Hart!
Oh, all right, thank you so very much, Blair Adams. And once again, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us. We are the American Adversaries. It is Drive Time on a, once again, beautiful Central Florida autumn afternoon that has been marred by high school shootings, made national news. If you heard it on the news break, there was a shooting at West Orange High School this afternoon. It's over and done with. What I mean by that is, the student that who was shot is in the hospital, and all indications are he will survive. The shooter has been apprehended, and furthermore, according to Sheriff Demings, it appears as though it was between these two boys and didn't go much further or any further than that. Those are all the details that we know right now, but it appears that everything is now once again safe at West Orange High School. Okay, once again, welcome to the show, folks. 407-774-8255 is the number if you would like to be a part of our show today. And don't forget to keep that phone and that phone number handy, because at some point during this hour, yes, we will once again give away a bottle of Roxy Pacifics, that great new all-natural kelp water that you really need to have in your medicine cabinet for any skin boo-boo. Okay, as I said, keep that phone handy, and we'll get to that shortly. B. Brian Blair. Brian Blair is a former World Wrestling Federation, WWE now they call it, superstar, and he is also a former member of the Hillsborough County Commission. He was on our show a while back, and he's going to be back on the show again today. We're going to talk to him about Obamacare and politics, and in particular also about an article that was written for the National Review by Andrew McCarthy over the weekend called Politics is Not Soap Opera, and where Andrew McCarthy goes a long way to say many of the same things that we say about politics and we call professional wrestling.
Sure.
Which, by the way, Jesse Ventura, the former wrestler, governor of Minnesota, calls professional wrestling soap opera for men.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Even though the WWE's audience breaks down to about 55-45, so there's a whole lot of women watching it, too. I wonder why they watch it. Okay, anyway, that's something for another day. But anyway, Brian Blair will be with us shortly. Our executive producer, Nostra Dennis, will join in on that as well. And, of course, you folks are welcome to join in it as well. But first, I want to talk a little bit about the president's speech today. He's out there trying to change the subject, and bless his heart, no wonder why. I would want to change the subject, too. But, of course, he's put his Obamacare destiny in the hands of the techies. But today he came out and he spoke, and he invoked the Pope. and basically gave his latest anti-capitalism, anti-American speech, anti-America, and what America stands for, and his reinterpretation of it. And the general gist of the speech, as was announced by the White House, was income inequality in the United States, and certainly this theme came through in the speech a couple of times. The president noting that since the late 70s, and there's evidence to show this to be true, that income inequality has grown in the United States. But what that doesn't also show you is that the middle class is one whole heck of a lot better off than they were in the 70s. And guess what? So are poor people. So even though the rich have gotten richer disproportionately to the poor and the middle class, the poor and the middle class have done pretty doggone good.
Well, the other part that they try to avoid in this, Chris, is the fact that during Obama's presidency, the rich have gotten richer at an even faster pace.
You didn't step on anything. You just kind of jumped to my next point. But if you want to look once again at the statistics, you will also see that Lair is absolutely right. Since this president became president, the disparity has grown exponentially. And a lot of it has to do with what the Fed is doing. The Fed is printing up this money. That money, a great deal of it, if not all of it, is going into
And I aren't seeing any of that.
It's going into the stock market, and unless you've got a healthy 401k plan, you're probably not seeing the greatest benefit of it. But the rich are doing just fine. Thank you very much. And just look around Washington, D.C.
So
they're
Chris,
doing just fine, and the income disparity has grown, and it has grown exponentially under President Obama and has been growing since the 70s because of liberal policies. Why has it grown more under Obama? Because he has been the most liberal president in the history of this country.
Well, let's face it. If the lower class, if you want to use that, or poorer class, I don't know what phrase you want to use for that. If
the poor folk.
Okay, if they're doing better.
Yeah.
All right. If the wealthy are doing better, who's paying that difference there to help both these classes of people? It's the middle class.
And as a matter of fact, the middle class has been very much getting pinched.
Always.
And they sure are. And the Democrats do recognize this. Unfortunately, they don't recognize that it's their policies that is causing the pinch because of their tax policies.
And regulations.
And their regulatory policies. That's right. The wealthy, they got the means to weather these things. The poor, they can't get in the game to begin with. It's the middle class who get aced out.
Well,
and it's because of liberal policies, and here the man wants to stand there and recognize the problem and then, however, try to sell us on the fact that he has a solution.
Well, and you add to that, Chris, the fact that this guy's been totally damning the insurance companies. It's all their problem. As far as our health care in this country.
Right.
And now he's working deals with them where these guys may clean up.
Oh, as a matter of fact, the insurance companies over the last 3 or 4 years have been some of the best performing stocks. And it is because the belief was, guess what? Not necessarily a lot of public, or what I should say, not necessarily a lot of Americans' money going there, but a lot of Americans' taxpayers' money going there. You follow what I'm trying to say? Okay. In other words, the smart money, as they like to say, knows that the insurance companies are going to come out ahead because the government has guaranteed it to be so. Okay, that's part of the Obamacare plan. That was buried in it. That they're guaranteed to make money, not to go out of business. Thank you, Mr. Obama.
Yes.
All right? Isn't that sweet? You know, on the one hand, he can stand there and blame them and crucify them. On the other hand, he's sticking money in their pockets.
Yeah, and on the other hand, this guy has no record of credibility.
That's right. Once again, though, it shows the ignorance of the liberal way of thinking, because also his speech, and I have to say, you know, if these translations from the Pope are correct, I have to say, unfortunately, this is true of the Pope also. They don't understand basic fundamental economics.
No.
You know, and they don't look and appreciate what has happened in history. In most recent history, thanks to what they so derogatorily call trickle-down economics. Trickle-down economics is capitalism, and it's not really trickle-down. It's flows down.
Hey, John Kennedy knew this.
He absolutely did. And that's why they try to change his image, you know, since he was killed. Okay, let's go to Michael, who's on the phone right now. Michael, thank you for calling, and we appreciate you being out there.
Hey, gentlemen, two things. Number one, you talk about disparity between the people in poverty, classified poverty, and the rich. How about the disparity between the people classified in poverty in the United States versus poverty in other countries?
Hey, I'd take it here any day.
Our poor have cell phones, air conditioners,
several TVs,
automobiles, you know, and those are things that people of middle class in other countries don't have. Second thing, every time Obama pivots, he spends money. His solution to everything is spending somebody else's money. He's got an ingrown toenail, spend something. You got a problem with the economy, spend something. You got a problem with France, spend something. Pivot and spend. That's what he does.
Yeah. And today, you know, his genius solution was, you know, raise the minimum wage, which, of course, then is going to drive the price of everything up, and nobody's going to be better off. People would be worse off for it. Once again,
except
like I said.
Union.
Exactly.
Except the union.
Exactly.
The unions would be better off because their wage index is tied to the minimum wage. They're the only ones that benefit.
You know, you're right about that, but it would be very short-lived because the prices would catch up with no time at all.
And it would destroy teenage employment.
Exactly. Once again, like I say, it's a fundamental ignorance of economics. It just doesn't work that way. The best way to grow the economy, to get more people working, is to lessen the government involvement in things. It strangles the economy. The economy it's like a respiratory system. And if you strangle it off, a person can't function as efficiently, and that's essentially.
Let's get Trump hand off the ventilator.
I agree.
Thank
with
you, gentlemen.
All right, thank you. We appreciate
you. Michael.
Thanks, Michael. We appreciate you being out there. Once again, folks, you can give a call too, 407-774-8255. We'll go ahead and take the break, and when we come back, we'll bring on B. Brian Blair, and a little bit later on, we'll bring on Nostradamus. And don't forget, we still have a bottle of Roxy Pacifics to give away.
It's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me. DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. The king of Bada Bing. The master of the diamond cutter. The three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Tri-Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
All right! We're back. Once again, thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us. You are listening
to... What's he actually saying? It's not a good thing. It's
a good thing, bad.
Okay.
We're back. We're the American Adversaries. It is drive time. 407-774-8255 is the number. And what the heck? Let's go ahead and give away that bottle of Roxy Pacifics right now, folks. To the first caller at 407-774-8255, you'll get a free bottle of Roxy Pacifics, all natural kelp water, antibacterial, and anti-inflammatory. This stuff is really great, folks. You've heard us bragging on it. It's worth every bit that we say about it. ROCZEY Pacifics with an X.net. That's Roxy Pacifics with an X.net. The first caller at 407-774-8255 gets today's free bottle. And don't forget, we'll be doing this every show between now and Christmas, thanks to Ed Roxy.
And folks, so far, everyone that has won a bottle has ordered more.
Because it works.
It works.
And they've been cleaning out their medicine cabinets. Okay. All right, folks, I want to go now to our next guest. This man's been on our show before, and he is a wrestling superstar, WWE superstar. He's a former member of the Hillsborough County Commission.
A politician.
Yes, sir. He's a politician and a professional wrestler. He's got the best of both worlds. Of course, I'm talking about our very own B. Brian Blair. B. Brian, thanks for being with us.
Good to talk to me.
What's that?
What's happening, Brother Chris?
How you doing? Hey, first of all, on behalf of Dennis and I, we would just like to thank you once again for inviting us and the hospitality that you and all the guys and gals showed us over at the Legends Luncheon. We really had a fantastic time.
Oh, you guys were great, man. You guys were awesome. I hope you come every time.
Well, we're certainly going to come back. I know that's for sure. I really enjoyed it. I have to admit, I felt kind of small, you know, not physically speaking, but, you know, just small amongst you guys. Legends. Buddy Colt was there. Hector Guerrero was there. Tony Marino was there. I was just a kid in a candy store.
you had a lot of people there. It was a lot of fun. And the February 28th is going to be the 15-year anniversary. So it'll be big.
And you had a special announcement. Some Hall of Fame members going to be inducted this year.
Oh, yeah. A super. We got Big Don Morocco. The Rock is one of my favorite people in the whole world, and he's going into the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame along with some other buddies, and I'm so excited. And that's up in Amsterdam, New York, May 16th and 17th.
Do we call you B or Brian? Which one is it now, Brian? Larry Adams here, and I get confused sometimes.
He gets confused oftentimes.
Do you mind me asking, what does the B stand for?
Well, when I was a little kid, when I was a little baby bumblebee, before I could leap over men with a single bound and run the ropes like a speeding bullet, I had four young siblings, and they couldn't say Brian. So they'd all call me B, so the B stuck to me. So that's
perfect.
They either call me B or B Brian. So you call me whatever you want, just call me.
But real quick, before we get into politics, you mentioned Don Morocco. How's his health? Is he in good shape?
He's in great shape. You know, he's in Hawaii. Kevin Von Erich's in Hawaii. There's a few of the guys living in Hawaii now. Unfortunately, King Curtis passed away last year. Living in Hawaii, great friend. A great guy, but Hawaii is a great place to live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It'd be a real great place for our president to go live, wouldn't it?
I heard a mansion of mansions there, too.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, nice big $14 million one or something like that. Brian, you have been in politics, and you in a big county with a dense population. Obviously, you've been around government. You've seen government work from the inside out. What do you think about this Obamacare rollout? Have you ever seen or would you have ever expected to see anything like this in your political life?
No, I never ever would, because as hard as the mainstream media gets on Republicans, it's a shame what Obama's getting away with. I mean, when he talked about transparency, when he wanted to be elected, how can you even remotely believe that when he had every one of his records sealed? He had all of his college transcripts, everything sealed, and he's going to talk about transparency in the government? God, whoever bought into that had to be foolish. But I know that smile and that charm and that wit, you know, he's got that. He does have that charisma, and he does have that wit and that charm. You got to give him that, but that's where the buck stops. After that, he's a box of rocks, and he's running our nation, the greatest nation in the world still, and it can still be saved, but we got to get this guy out of office.
You're absolutely right about that. You know, Brian, today he gave a speech about income inequality, and I was thinking the biggest income inequality shift that we're getting ready to witness is going to be because of his program, Obamacare. It's going to be a massive transference of wealth.
Absolutely. And you know, we built the biggest middle class in the whole world, in the United States of America, and that's what's going to hurt the worst.
Right.
Well, you're right. You're totally right, Brian. It's the middle class that's going to pay for every bit of this. And he's pumping them with this attitude of, oh, you're the ones I'm helping. Actually, we're the ones that are losing the health care we were happy with. We're going to end up standing in line so that now we can pay for everyone else's health care.
Exactly. And he can lie with the best of them. I mean, he can lie with Pinocchio and blow Pinocchio away, and he'll keep on lying until the American people believe it. But I think finally the tide is turning. I could feel the shift a little bit, and you can tell in the poll numbers because they're the worst they've ever been for him, and people are starting to realize what a joke he is.
You're absolutely right. It's becoming more and more glaring, literally by the minute. You know, it used to be a speech like he gave today would be covered by at least C-SPAN and like CNN and MSNBC. You couldn't find it on there today. I think the media is beginning to be wary, if you will, Brian, of this president and beginning to see him perhaps as poison.
Exactly. They don't want that to be Hillary poison, and that's what's behind that game.
You're absolutely right. By the way, folks, we are talking with B. Brian Blair, former WWE superstar and member of the Hillsborough County Commission. 407-774-8255 is the number if you'd like to join in with us. Brian, there was an article in the National Review this past weekend called Politics is Not Soap Opera by Andrew McCarthy. And in it, he uses similar language to what we talk about on the show here, except he says, you know, politics is not soap opera, but it has been made into soap opera. We like to say that politics and professional wrestling have a lot in common. And that's why I think a guy like you can give us special insights into the political world. It seems to me that the situation with politics, soap opera-ish, or like professional wrestling, is exaggerated now. But I think that element of it is always there. Do you think so?
Well, kind of, yes. I mean, that's kind of why you can correlate the professional wrestling and the politics. But you know, at least you know, for 4 years. In 4 years, I saved Hillsborough County over $1 billion because I had a business background and I had knowledge and I was willing to listen. And I did a lot more listening. God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth, so I did a lot more listening than I did talking. Sometimes that wrestling personality comes out in me when I'm on a radio show because I want to entertain your audience. But when I'm behind the dais and I'm making decisions for 1.3 million people with a $4 billion budget, I got to know what I'm talking about,
okay.
And I got to make a decision.
Okay, hold it right there. Hold that thought. We'll continue with that thought when we come back. Okay, Brian? All right, folks, you're listening to the American Adversaries during Drive Time. We're talking with B. Brian Blair, and we'll be right back.
Lando's intelligent, conservative voice. Talk 660 WORL.
Here is tonight's American Adversary SoundbiteRx.com News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's SoundbiteRx.com News Minute is being brought to you by Lake Mary Jewelers. For that special gift, for that special someone, go to Lake Mary Jewelers at the intersection of Lake Mary Boulevard and Lake Emma Road. Call them today, 407-878-6230. Now, here's Christopher Hart with Ted Boger of SoundbiteRx.com.
Ted, yesterday President Obama kicked off the latest attempt to sell Americans on his health care plan and government website. But meanwhile, SoundbiteRx.com has discovered that security risks for users of the website continue to mount.
Chris, that's right. I mean, honestly, this just gets worse and worse every day, and I think we're only hearing the bits and pieces of it that are rolling out. I think we're going to hear a lot more before it's all over. House Intelligence Chair Mike Rogers actually said the White House would not give him classified briefings on healthcare.gov. So you have these security problems out there. We all know that there are security risks. We all know that there are issues with the navigators out there. We all know that there is a security breach on every page and every instance of healthcare.gov, the healthcare.gov website. And yet the people who are supposed to be the most informed, the people that we're supposed to rely on, can't even get the information to the lawmakers and to the people who are asking the questions about how do we protect the United States citizens.
As a matter of fact, Representative Mo Brooks, a Republican from Alabama, is taking our lead and recommending that people don't even go to the website yet. And another matter of fact, the latest fixes since the disastrous beginning rollout, the latest fixes have actually made the security risks worse.
Of course, it's a hacker's dream. It's an identity thief's dream. This is a place where you put your information in and there's absolutely no protection at all for what you're giving them. It goes out into the wild blue yonder and anybody and everybody who is a hacker, who wants your social security number, who wants your date of birth, anybody can get the information. And the government refuses, the Obama administration refuses to address these issues, and therefore we are left completely unprotected.
Well, folks, you'll be less unprotected if you go to SoundbiteRx.com. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. Once again, folks, inoculate yourself against ignorance. Go to soundbiterx.com. It's good medicine. We'll be right back. The show. That's right, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time on News Talk 660 WORL. Don't forget, you can catch replays of our show at our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com. Just go to that archive button. 407-774-8255 is the number. Congratulations to Peter from Orlando, who won tonight's bottle of Roxy Pacifics. Don't forget, folks, we'll do it again tomorrow night and every show between now and Christmas, thanks to Ed Roxy. Okay, let's go back to our guest now, B. Brian Blair, WWE superstar and member of the Hillsborough, former member of the Hillsborough County Commission. And, Brian, you were saying before the break that you were able to save that county over there. How much money?
$1 billion.
$1 billion for that one county, because you put a business mind, you had a business mind that you put to work as you were a member of the county commission.
Exactly. You know, I started one, Gold's Gym, built into a multi-location, multi-million-dollar business. I started Celebrity. If you go to drinkcelebrity.com, we're in over 1,000 stores. And, you know, I think business. And I read something, we were talking about an article that Andrew McCarthy wrote, and one of the things that he says that really makes sense is the world has gotten more complex, and then inexperience in the White House can't keep up. And it is so true. Just look at what Ted was talking about with the in the 1 minute deal with the Iran situation,
right?
About to have a nuclear weapon. That was a joke. They let a prisoner go. We got one that we didn't even get a prisoner back. I mean, that whole thing was a joke. No wonder Israel is going looking for other countries for support. Look at what China's doing, what they announced recently. Today, I believe that they were expanding their waters into Japanese waters and other places.
This and airspace.
This is why we need a president that can handle complex issues in a complex world. And unfortunately, we just don't have that. We have that movie star president that you were just referring to.
Right. That's what he points out, too. He says, you know, the media is more concerned in the glamour of it all and how he gets over on the other side, if you will, than in governing. And what you're talking about is actually governing. We don't have anybody in the White House who actually knows how to govern. And the evidence of that is mounting by the day.
It is. And the broken policies, the dismantling, the trying to dismantle the Constitution and the things that this president is doing is simply unheard of. I mean, Ronald Reagan's probably doing rolling around in his grave right now looking at this man.
He's whirling and twirling, I'm sure. But you're absolutely right. Brian, let me bring Dennis in, Noster Dennis in. He wants to get in on this conversation, too. Noster Dennis, how are you over at headquarters today?
Real good, and I know Chris already thanked you, Brian, but thank you so much for having me out day after Thanksgiving. Had a wonderful time with all your wrestler friends.
Oh, man, it was great having you guys. Just like I told Chris, you're welcome anytime. You guys are one of the boys.
You just let us know when and where.
Well, the 28th is the next one. Same place.
Okay.
Anytime.
All right, you got it. Dennis.
Don't have any questions right now for Brian regarding politics, but I have a wrestling question, if that's allowed.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, Brian, next week, in fact, 1 week from tonight, we're going to have as a guest Rick Titan, who is portrayed Razor Ramon, the second generation of Razor Ramon. And he has kind of a dark look at wrestling, the bad side, what happens when you get put through the ringer of the wrestling business and come out the other end. That's one side of the story. And I know guys like you and like Hacksaw Jim Duggan have had great experiences and come out on a positive note. How do you think that breaks down for most wrestlers, good and bad? Do you think most of them are in like the movie The Wrestler, or are most of them come out with a good positive experience?
Well, you know, like I'm wrestling this weekend in in North Carolina. But I'm doing it because I want to. I'm in good shape. I like it. It's not because I need the money to feed my family or to pay my electric bill. I've been very blessed as far as that goes. I still love to perform because I'm in great shape. There's an old saying that I always say anyway that's old to me. I started saying it a long time ago. You can take the wrestler out of the ring, but you'll never take the ring out of the wrestler. And unfortunately for the people that have the negative attitude, we're in a whole different world in the wrestling business, too. We used to have lots of territories all over where if you weren't happy in one territory or you were burnout, you'd go to the next territory. You go from Florida to Watson's territory in the Mid-South, which was Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Missouri. But now the guys don't have that luxury. They've got TNA. They've got, of course, WWE is by far on top. And then number three is TCW, which is a great promotion out of Arkansas. And then everything else is pretty much, they may have a name, but they're independent. And so guys don't get a chance to really, unless they make it to the top, unless they make it to the big show, you know, to the WrestleManias and things like that, you know, it's easy to have a sour attitude because it takes so much. I mean, guys, it takes so much to get just to get into TNA, let alone WWE. And it's hard for these young guys, and I can feel their frustration because there's some great talent out there. It really is.
But you know, it's one thing that I really admire about professional wrestlers, Brian, and that is that you guys pretty much do it on your own. I mean, you go to the schools, but it's all up to you whether you make it or not. There is no, you know, help up or hand up. It's up to the individual as to how far they go.
That's absolutely right. I mean, and there's a lot of politics in professional wrestling. I mean, you got to, you know, it's yes sir, no sir. How high, then they ask you to jump, it's how high, and until you establish yourself, and then for myself thereafter, I've always been very, very humble, and that's why, you know, I always listen to to the other guys in wrestling, and it was always respectful asking to watch my match, because, you know, you meet the same people at the end of your career going down, as you did on the way up, that same, you know, just be humble to everybody. There's so much to it. And I don't know what else to say. It's a hard, hard business.
Yeah, it sure is. Brian, another hard, hard business is politics. Are you looking at getting back into political life?
Yes, I'm checking out some offices right now, just waiting on the right move. I don't really want to say the second one could be coming up here because of somebody that's in a little bit of hot water, but, you know, we've all been there.
Well, one reason why I ask is because Tampa is a great, you know, catapulting for state politics. People who come out of the Tampa area oftentimes find themselves up in Tallahassee.
Exactly, and that's what I'm talking about. So,
okay.
So what happens with the district I'm in, with the guy, if he weathers the storm. If not, then I'll be jumping in back into that seat.
Well, we're here to help you from this end of I-4 anyway.
Absolutely. Brian, I've got to ask you this. You are a man that has experienced both bits of the industry, wrestling and politics. Which is tougher?
Politics is a full contact sport.
Okay. You're much more bloodied up and broken up there. Huh?
And you sort of never are able to get out of the ring either, are you? I mean, the ring sort of follows you around.
At least for a conservative.
you're absolutely right. And to get back to this McCarthy article that you mentioned, that one of the things he says, as you said, is a much more complicated world, much more dangerous world. And yet you have this media who is so sold on the liberal outlook that they don't seem to understand that they're a part now of the problem.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're the biggest part of the problem. I mean, they are the main problem. Because when the media is slanted and they don't tell both sides of the story, a half-truth is a whole lie. So we're getting lied to by not only the person that runs our country, but the media as well. And how is the average person that's got to work 40, 50 hours a week and, you know, they turn on CBS or NBC and they listen to Nightline or whatever, or they might switch to CNN or CNBC, you know, for a couple of minutes. They did a poll, and 37% of the people between the ages of, 19 and 29 had, 21 and 29, had no idea of what Obamacare was. 37%.
That's,
That was today's Harvard University poll.
Yeah, and you can't really blame the young people when they're not being given the facts. Nostradamus, you have some similar poll numbers, don't you?
Yeah, it's a poll from Gallup, and Gallup poll.
This is separate from the Harvard poll that Brian was talking about.
That's right. This is a Gallup poll taken over the last couple of days. This is asking whether those who are uninsured plan to insure themselves. 28% of the people who were polled say they're not even going to bother getting health insurance next year. They're just going to pay the fine.
And these are mostly the young people that like Brian is talking about.
Yeah, and young people in droves from 18 to 30. We'll have polls in the next couple of days, but they are turning their back on this president in huge numbers because they're seeing what's going to happen for their own personal lives.
Yeah.
It's okay. He'll go on MTV.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brian. You were going to say something?
Yeah, not to mention the businesses that employ these young people and are switching them now from out of need and because they'll go out of business if they don't. They're taking them from 40 hours down to part-time to 30 hours or less so they don't have to
Possible. Or not hiring that 50th and 51st employee because they don't want to go over the 50-person limit to get involved in. Brian, let me ask you a question. You know, I'm going to draw on your wrestling expertise here for a moment. You know, President Obama, you know, plays up this soap opera angle, this what we call the professional wrestling angle of politics, and he does it pretty well. He works crowds pretty well. You know, he knows how to trash the other guy and vilify them and this and that and the other thing. But at some point, and I think this happens in wrestling too, at some point, the character is no longer effective, or the character is become a more of a clown than effective. You understand what I'm trying to say? And do you think this is happening with this president?
Oh, absolutely, it's happening. I thought it was going to continue to happen after the first debate with Romney,
right?
Because he got so mad, I thought I saw him clench his fist. If you recall,
his body language. Yeah.
Tried to get in his face. I mean, his body language. He was hot because it's the first time he had ever been challenged. And now he's getting challenged more and more every day, and he's having to backpedal. He's having to call press conferences on the economy and just anything to take your mind off of Obamacare. Obamacare is going to be the ruination of this nation, of our economy, if something doesn't happen. And the best thing that the people out there could do is during the midterms, during the 2014 elections, we desperately need a conservative Senate. And we need to keep the House, and we need a conservative Senate, and then we'll have a little bit of hope moving forward.
Is that possible, Brian? Is that possible with the media that's in his pocket?
It's possible with money, because direct mail is more. It's like how many people actually read the newspaper? They get the little bit of the glimpse, but when you hit that direct mail and you hit the television commercials and you've got all that, it's about the guy who raises the most bucks. You know, look at Rick Scott. I think Rick Scott's done a great job for the most part. And but if you ask the media, he's terrible. But he's brought more jobs to this economy than any of his predecessors, I believe.
You're absolutely right. And certainly the state is a whole lot better off than most states in the nation since he's been governor in terms of coming back from where we were. Dennis, anything else for Brian? Because we're going to have to let him go here in a couple minutes.
No, just I can't wait till February 28th because I want to get back to O'Brien's Pub.
Great, Dennis. We look forward to having you, my friend.
Okay. Hey, Brian, tell us a little bit more about Drink Celebrity.
Drink Celebrity. Celebrity is a organic ready to drink tea. It's sold in fresh markets, Whole Foods. It's to be available in the Publix's in the next month. We should be pretty saturated in the Publix markets. We're in Jewel's up in Chicago. It's a really refreshing tea. There's everything in it's organic. There's 80 calories in a full bottle or 40 per serving. There's no GMOs. It's gluten-free. It's kosher. I mean, it's dynamite. I mean, we've got green teas and with flavors like Asian pear and blueberry pomegranate, and we've got the white tea, blueberry Asia, and we've got black tea, which is like your normal Lipton tea and the regular tea that most people are used to,
sure.
accustomed to, and that's a peach ginger tea. So we've got a new lemonade tea on a like an Arnold Palmer type tea coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 9 different formulations sitting in the hatch. And the cool thing is we're a local company. We're made at the old Tropicana orange juice plant, Tampa Bay Copac in Dade City. So, you know, support the locals and drink celebrity.
Absolutely, but you said it's kosher. Does that mean it's blessed?
That's exactly what it is.
Good.
Brian, what's the website, please?
It's Drink Celebrity, C-E-L-E-B-R-I-T-E-A, Celebrity.
T-E-A, right, T-E-A at the end instead of T-Y. Drink Celebrity, that's E-A, T-E-A, drinkcelebrity.com. I'm going to go out and get some at Whole Foods.
I'm surprised I haven't seen Obama with a bottle yet.
not if a conservative has anything to do with it.
Hey, Brian, thanks a lot, and we're going to have you back real soon.
I look forward to it, guys. You guys call me anytime. I love you guys, and one of these days I got to get in the box with you.
Yeah. Awesome.
Look forward to it, Brian. You're great. We appreciate it.
And we want to see you wrestle, too.
Absolutely. All right. Okay, that's me, Brian Blair, former WWE superstar, still wrestling, and former member of the Hillsborough County Commission, and hopefully involved once again in state politics. That'd be cool. All right, when we come back, Nostra Dennis will still be with us. You can join us, 407-774-8255.
Back from the dressing room to restretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
Oh, and another beautiful evening and another great reason to live in Central Florida. The American Adversaries here at Drive Time on News Talk 660 WORL. Here with Christopher Hart of Lair Adams. We're going to go to the phones right now. We only have a few minutes left. We have Nostradamus on the line, but we also have another caller. That would be Peter Lee from the Eastside Tea Party. Peter, how are you, sir?
Hey, guys. Listen, I wanted to touch on the Obama's little speech about raising unemployment. And
Unemployment.
You
mean a minimum wage.
Minimum wage, thank you.
All right.
But I think kind of an untouched angle on this is not necessarily what it does to the prices and everything in America, but the fact that raising the minimum wage pushes our wages here in America higher, which means American goods are less attractive overseas.
Yeah.
And we can't take care of our debt with a negative GDP.
Yeah. It sets off a whole chain reaction of negative effects, and you're absolutely right. That is another one of them. Hey, thanks, Peter. We appreciate you being out there. I have to let you go, though, because we're just about out of time. And by the way, I just got this from Jim Turner. By the way, folks, he does My Hometown. It's a great show that he does live right here from 3 to 5 from 1520 WBZW every afternoon, Monday through Friday. He says that the FBI, he's just heard that the FBI is going to name their newest public enemy number one. You know, John Dillinger was the first. The latest was Osama bin Laden. The newest is going to be Obama bin Lion. What? Oh, wait a minute. There he's done it to me again.
Oh, that is too tacky.
All right.
Obama bin Lion.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Somebody never does any lying is Nostradamus. Nostradamus, you have an interesting, perhaps troubling story. We only have 1 minute, but just give us a quick wrap.
Okay. A cargo truck hauling extremely dangerous radioactive material from used medical equipment was stolen from a gas station in central Mexico. Authorities sent out an alert in 6 central states there and in the capital, Mexico City, to find it. This was in the state of Mexico, which is in the central portion of Mexico. It's not one of the border counties, but it only takes a couple hours to drive from the center of Mexico up to the border, and doesn't take much longer or much more effort to drive across the border. It contains cobalt-60, which is highly radioactive.
Is this medical waste or something like that?
Yes, but it could be reconditioned into a crude explosive device.
A dirty bomb. Yeah.
Right. And direct exposure to it, whether it's a bomb or not, would result in death within a few minutes, say authorities.
No, that's one of those really weird stories. We're going to have to keep an eye on that one. Okay, Nostradamus, got to let you go. We'll see you here shortly, though.
See you in a bit.
Okay, folks, so you know this is the Christmas season. I hope you'll come out and join us next week, the 12th, 13th, and 14th at 7:30 p.m. at Northland Church over on Dog Track Road right here in Longwood for What Christmas Means to Me. It's a great program all about Christmas. It's going to have narration, beautiful songs, all the great classics. It's a really well-organized program professionally performed by the Central Florida Community Arts, which is a nonprofit organization. Tickets are $10. Under three go for free. Please come out and join us. That will be Thursday the 12th, Friday the 13th, and Saturday the 14th at 7:30 p.m. Northland Baptist Church, 530 Dog Track Road. $10 are the tickets. It's going to be a really great presentation. What Christmas Means to Me. I can't wait to see it myself.
This could be fantastic, and our own Marilee will be there. She, of course, with Vacation Planners.
That's right. And we'll have ornaments there, too. If you don't want to get them through the mail, you can buy them there.
Right there. That's right, folks. And they're beautiful ornaments, too. Put the Christ back in Christmas, and they're packaged, ready to give away. Have a great evening, folks.
Night, everybody.
News Talk 660 WORL. Altamont Springs, Orlando. 660 WORL.com.
Division of Salem Communications.
On the NASDAQ.